Hey, everybody. It is Robert Let's Go Brandon Lewis with the 10 Con Big 7 bringing you the conservative news stories live from the Tennessee Conservative Newsroom, which is basically me just sitting down at a desk. And we're going to bring you the stories that the mainstream media will not report and really work hard to cover up, such as Tennessee nonprofit works to provide college scholarships for illegal aliens in Tennessee. Everybody really is pulling for that. That sounds really good. Allowing non-lethal carry on public college campuses passes the Tennessee legislature in response to the murder of a college student by an illegal alien. I think a better question might be, why are they here to begin with? We're going to talk about a bill that allows teachers to carry a concealed firearm on school campuses to protect kids, a bill that also allows for the death penalty for child rapists in Tennessee, a bill to prevent local governments from enforcing red flag gun laws is moving forward, and there is also a bill to allow lawsuits against anyone taking kids out of the state without their parents' permission for gender-affirming care, which is basically the mutilation of children. Tennessee House passes legislation to establish reporting processes for complaints about the teaching of divisive concepts in colleges and universities. Guys, we're going to get right into these stories. But first, would you please go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com, hit that subscribe button. Let me know what you think about these stories in the comment sections. Share these stories as soon as the broadcast is over so that other conservatives can find the only source for true patriotic news in the volunteer state. What else have we got on tap? Hey, if you're going to be in Williamson County next Tuesday, I would love for you to stop by the Moms for Liberty meeting and say hello to yours truly. I promise if you set your expectations exceedingly low, you will really enjoy my talk. We're going to talk about what's happened in the legislature and over the last few months, where I think it's going to wrap up, and we'll also talk about what conservatives like you can do in the upcoming primary elections to make sure that we actually have conservatives up in the Tennessee House and not just Republicans. I think I just read a story, this is not in the Big 7, about Iowa's governor giving law enforcement the authority to arrest and deport illegal aliens. I surely wish that Bill Lee had half the courage or the manliness of this woman, but I don't think we're ever going to see it unless we elect a real conservative governor, a real conservative speaker of the House, a real conservative lieutenant governor. Randy McNally, Cameron Sexton have shown through this legislative session in the last 3 years that they have no interest in stopping illegal immigration in the state of Tennessee, and you should send them an email or a note and ask them why. Go to Gab, Getter, Truth, MeWe, and Rumble. And if you want to support what we do, go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com/support. We are the only news source from a conservative perspective because we are funded by grassroots folks just like you, not the left-leaning corporations that fund Republican leadership, all the Democrats, and the media in Tennessee. So if you want a different take, we's about the only place you're going to get it. All right, let's get right into it. Tennessee nonprofit works to provide college scholarships for illegal aliens. National nonprofit Equal Chance for Education hosted an event last week presenting their plans for helping illegal aliens to attend college by providing $2 million in scholarships annually. There's nothing like rewarding lawbreakers that come into your country. I bet they'll make really good students. They probably wouldn't break any of the laws at the universities or the campuses, would they? Would they? They might. Tennessee is currently not among the 18 states that have legislative action that allows illegal immigrants to receive in-state tuition and financial aid. The Equal Chance program provides up to $25,000 a student who's able to attend any one of the 15 participating Tennessee colleges. The University of Tennessee family of schools are not on the list of options, though UT Knoxville President Randy Boyd was a panel member. I'm going to read this again. Although UT Knoxville President Randy Boyd was a panel member. Interesting. You wonder why we have so much left-wing indoctrination? Well, if you see Randy Boyd associated with stuff like this, and he is over the flagship school in Tennessee, that should tell you everything you need to know about the left-leaning corruption and the intertwining with governments and corporations that are just completely incestuously embedded in our universities and public schools. Meanwhile, sources show that Native Tennessee residents continue to struggle with affording college, even with the Tennessee's Promise program that covers tuition at community colleges and the Hope Scholarship. This session, good old Senator Todd Gardenhire sponsored the bill that would give illegal aliens free college tuition in exchange for teaching in a Tennessee public school for at least 5 years. Well, we're already funding all of the education to the tune of almost $600 million a year here in Tennessee for illegal aliens. Well, why not? Let's just, hey, what's a few more dollars, Todd says. And Todd Gardenhire is up for re-election this year. He also has a primary opponent, at least one. I know Ed LeCompte. He can't be any less conservative than Todd Gardenhire. So my strong recommendation would be in the Republican primary not to vote for Todd Gardenhire. Next story. Here we go. Bill allowing non-lethal weapon carry on public college campuses passes the Tennessee legislature in response to the murder of a college student by an illegal alien. The Tennessee General Assembly has passed a bill to remove the criminal offense for carrying a non-lethal defense weapon like pepper spray on public campuses. The legislation has been titled the Laken-Riley Act of 2024 to honor the nursing student at the Augusta University College of Nursing in Athens, Georgia, who was found dead in February and with visible injuries after going on a run at the university's intramural fields. House Bill 1909, sponsored by Representative Gino Bolso, who's been doing great work. And you know that you're doing great work when all the left-leaning media outlets attack you. So, Gino, keep up the good work. If you're not being attacked, you're not being effective. And Senate Bill 1868, sponsored by Joey Hensley, specifies that it is not a criminal offense for an adult person who carries or possesses pepper spray, a taser, or other similar devices for self-defense while on university property. Should have never been like that to begin with. It also prohibits these institutions from banning any person who is lawfully on campus from carrying these non-lethal forms of self-defense. During the entire legislative session, only Democrats are recorded as voting no on the bill. I'm telling you, by the time they call the cops, it's too late. It's too late. If you can't defend yourself in the moment, you are toast. Cops don't prevent murders most of the time. They come to write up the reports. They come to chase down the murderer, but they're usually not there about the time the bullets or the knives or whatever else starts flying. So you've got to protect yourself. I'm glad the legislature is allowing college students to do this, although I think they should be able to go armed. Guys, do check out my friend Steve Abramowitz, who now has a new home for his podcast at heartlandjournal.com. And he recently interviewed Daniel Turner, the spokesperson of Power of the Future, to discuss the energy world, natural gas, diesel, gasoline, petroleum, coal, and the role they play in keeping the world moving, heated, and fed. Steve also interviewed the Iron Lady of the Tennessee Senate, that is Janice Bowling, who opened up about her career in Tennessee politics and her hard work to bring sanity to the Tennessee Capitol. I've often said that if Bill Lee, Cameron Sexton, and Randy McNally were half the man and had half the courage and had half the convictions of Janice Bowling, we would be in a lot better position. And Steve wanted to tell you about his 200th podcast coming up. This is 200th anniversary. He will do something very special upcoming for listeners, so be sure to follow Steve. He's actually talking to the movers and shakers that I can't get around to talking to, so you can get it through Steve. Go to heartlandjournal.com and look for my friend Steve's podcast. Next story, bill allowing teachers to carry concealed firearms on school campuses passes the Tennessee Senate. I think this is a great idea. This is a fantastic idea because when shooters come onto campus, you need to be able to neutralize them right then. You can't wait for the 5, 10, 15, 25 minutes that it takes for law enforcement to respond. We saw that in Florida. You're on your own in these situations. If the cavalry comes, great, but you can't count on it. Tennessee Senate passed a bill on Tuesday that would allow public school teachers to carry concealed weapons on school grounds. SB 1325, sponsored by Senator Paul Bailey, would require that any teacher carrying a concealed weapon complete 40 hours of training and be in a possession of an enhanced gun carry permit. Nothing has been done with a companion bill, House 1202, yet this session, and it is currently held on the desk in the House. It was heard by committees last year before all gun-related legislation was moved to the next session. And the only gun-related stuff they really had a lot of enthusiasm was Jason Zachary's red flag gun law bill, which basically says that if a psychiatrist or a psychologist deems your Second Amendment rights to be null and void, because we know they always get it right, then you get them taken away without any due process. That's Jason Zachary. He's probably running for re-election now, too. I don't know if he has an opponent, but I'll let you know. Bill that allows the death penalty for child rape cases passes the Tennessee Senate. Senators voted 24-5 to pass Senate Bill 1834 on April 9th, with only one Republican saying, nah, we don't need to do that much to them, and that was Todd Gardenhire. Can't even get a man to vote for punishing child rapists the way they should be punished, in my humble opinion. You steal a child's innocence, their livelihood, you damage them irreparably for the rest of their lives when something this heinous happens, and it impacts an entire world of people, their immediate family, the kids they have, the spouses they have in the future. But Todd, you know, soft on crime, Todd Gardenhire, the bill gives the death penalty as another option for punishment of the rape of a child, despite discussion regarding the constitutionality of the legislation. Senator Ken Yeager, who presented the bill, believes this bill would meet constitutional muster and that Tennessee would be the eighth state to pass something like that and challenge the Supreme Court in overturning the landmark case. However, the companion bill, 18663, is still behind the governor's budget, so we'll see what happens if they can come together. Guys, listen. Go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com/support. Hit that support button. I don't have my props again. I don't have my props again this year. I'm being lazy this time. What have I planted them on? What decade is this? But nonetheless, if you go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com and you hit that support button, it makes a big difference. The only reason that I can tell the truth in this news publication is because you support it. If I had Pfizer, Coca-Cola, Ford Motor Company, the Tennessee Titans, AT&T, all those corporate behemoths that hate conservatism, hate conservatives and their views and their candidates, they'd tell me to shut up. They'd pull the funding. They'd take away my job. And that's why you see all the left-leaning talking heads in Tennessee towing that corporate line, that left-leaning line, because that's where their bread is buttered. And so the only way we can have more conservative media outlets and reach more conservatives is if people like you do what I did. I put about 200 grand into starting this thing, and I've never got a penny out of it. So if I can give all that money and all this time and not get paid, you can pony up 50 bucks a month, $10 a month, whatever. And when you do $50 or more, or you make a recurring donation of $10 or more, we will send you a proud Tennessee conservative tumbler while supplies last. I think we're down to about 40 of those. I'm going to switch up the premium here shortly. And we'll also give you two bumper stickers. One of them says, what was it they say? One of them says, don't California my Tennessee. And the other one says, proud Tennessee conservative. We'll also send you a directory of your legislators up in Nashville on both the Senate and the House side. We hope that directory changes significantly after the Republican primaries. Next story, bill to prevent local governments. I forgot to tell you. TennesseeConservativeNews.com/support. And you can mail stuff to us at P.O. Box 625. Signal Mountain, Tennessee, 37377. That is Signal Mountain, Tennessee, P.O. Box 625-37377. And let me just go through the mailbag. I meant to do that earlier. This is a live broadcast. I'm not a professional. You get what you pay for. Got this great note in the mail. It said, Brandon, you're a voice in the wilderness. Keep on doing what you're doing as long as you can. No gifts, please. Spend every penny on getting the news out. Listen to this. I hope you're okay with this. I had an 18 by 24 yard sign made promoting Tennessee Conservative News. Hopefully it will help attract more Tennesseans to the website. You're doing a great service, Ray. Ray, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Or maybe Roy. I think it's Roy. Sorry. The handwriting's about like mine. So thank you so much for that. I got this other card in the mail from one of our subscribers. I don't know if I can read it all, but it says, thank you for helping to preserve our religious and medical freedom in Tennessee and uphold our God-given rights. I'm a co-leader of Tennessee Stands in Johnson City with Danielle. I've been a COVID doctor for just 4 years. My American Board of Internal Medicine also provided testimony in the House and Senate this year on vaccine and food labels on drugs. Also geoengineering. Thank you for all you do, Denise. God bless your work. Thank you, Denise. I appreciate you very much. We got a couple more here. Got this wonderful letter, and these are just two nice things. I mean, this dude made a sign. Just made a sign to try to get people to find what we do. You know, you can donate, you can make a sign, you can post online, you can share our content. Well, here's another one. This is the first one I've had. Dear Mr. Lewis, Mike of Deming Antiques and Art recently presented a program to the Walden Ridge Guild for his honorarium. He requested that we make a gift to the Tennessee Conservative News. I'm enclosing this card. Should you want to be in touch with him, keep up the good work, Mary. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Mike was recently at our newly formed Signal Mountain Conservative Club, where we hope to get involved and make a difference in the upcoming elections. I'd also like to say a special thanks to Carson and Mary for your fantastic gift that you sent in. It amazes me. You know, this has been such a hard road. And when you go to the mailbox and you get to go to the bank with 17 checks, I know that's not a lot. It's something that the left-leaning media outlets would laugh at as they get $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 checks from their advertisers. But for us, it makes a big difference. So do go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com/support or mail your checks. Bill to prevent local governments from enforcing red flag gun laws passes the Tennessee Senate. Bill 2763 and House Bill 2035 are being sponsored by Senator Janice Bowling and Representative Jody Barrett, both very conservative. The bill's summary states that it would preempt the, quote, entire field of legislation regarding extreme risk protection orders to the exclusion of all county, city, town, municipalities, metropolitan governments, a law, ordinance, resolutions, enactments, or regulation. The legislation also makes null and void in Tennessee any federal statute, rule, executive order, or federal judicial order requiring the enforcement of an ERPO, a Class A misdemeanor of attempting to enforce a federally implemented extreme risk protection order also created by the bill. According to Senator Janice Bowling, the bill is a preventative measure in response to potential federal overreach on the issue of gun control. Bowling said, quote, the intentions of the Biden administration are clear. They intend to impose their will on the states through executive fiat. That's the truth. Kind of like what Bill Lee did during COVID. My words, not hers. To circumvent state legislators and implement gun control at the local level. SB 2763 passed the Senate in April of 11th in 2024 by 22-6 vote with Republican Senator Art Swan and Paige Wally. Art Swan's not running, to my knowledge. Paige Wally is. Paige Wally joined the Democrats voting against the bill, meaning at some point in the future, he hopes your gun rights will be taken away by some kind of governing body, if necessary, Paige Wally says. And so he voted with the Democrats. People like him who vote with the Democrats consistently, I've seen Paige's name come up. He votes with the Democrats. So he's another one you need to keep your eye on in the primary if he has an opponent. House Bill 2024 is scheduled for committee in consideration later in the week. Next story, bill allowing lawsuits against anyone taking kids out of state without parental consent for gender-affirming care passes in the Tennessee Senate. Senators voted along party lines 25-4 to pass Senate Bill 2782, sponsored by Janice Bowling again, which makes the actions of adults who recruits, harbors, or transports and unemancipated minor within the state for the purpose of receiving prohibited medical procedure under Title 68, Chapter 33, regardless of whether the medical procedure is to be procured as a Class C felony. Similar to the parental protection law passed by the Senate on Wednesday, criminalizing the abortion trafficking of minors, Bowling's bill allows parents and legal guardians of minors the right to sue those who take it upon themselves to usurp the parental rights. Opposition to the bill included Senator Heidi Campbell. I think she's got an opponent this time around who's a Republican. I'm going to get caught up on this stuff, guys. We've got a whole matrix of who's running against whom, who has conservative challengers, and we're really the most worried not about Democrats. We're worried about rhinos. Rhinos are the reason that we aren't able to stop illegal immigration. Rhinos are the reason our schools have very little choice for parents. I mean, it's not the Democrats. Democrats haven't been in charge for well over a decade now. All these problems are at the feet of Republican leadership. The companion bill 2310, sponsored by Representative Brian Ritchie, is scheduled to be heard in the House Finance Ways and Means Committee on April 16th. Here we go. We got one more. One more. Let's save the best for last, perhaps. Tennessee House passes legislation to establish a reporting process for complaints about the teaching of divisive concepts in colleges and universities. House Bill 2784, sponsored by Representative John Reagan, explained the bill would strengthen the law requiring institutions to report results of investigations regarding complaints of divisive concepts to the comptroller within 10 days. Additionally, they would be required to give status updates on pending investigations every 30 days. The comptroller determines that an institution is failing to comply. They may be required to report before the Joint Operations Committee. If an institution has more than 10 reported investigations, the comptroller is required to report that the Education Committee of both bodies. There you have it. Reagan said the legislation isn't banning the teaching of divisive concepts since that bill was passed last year. This bill simply allows the tracking mechanism to determine if there is a problem or not. The bill passed along party lines with 65 A's and 23 nays. Companion bill SB 2501 is to be heard in the Senate on April 1. Guys, that's all the news. I went through that pretty quick. I've got an appointment coming up. I'm in between appointments. I have to do the news in between appointments. I wonder what it's like for folks that do this for a living, who can actually prepare and maybe even get good at it. Instead, I'm just like, oh gosh, there's a guy out here blowing leaves. Are they going to hear this? My kids just came home from school. I got a whole bunch of work to do. Let me fit the news in. So if often it seems as if I'm a little ill-prepared, it's because I am. It's because I am. As I'm just like you guys, I don't make any money doing this. This is a volunteer gig that just takes up a lot of my time. I'm very, very passionate about it, and I hope you are too. Speaking of passion and really caring about the country, I had a great opportunity just here recently to speak to the Chattanooga Republican women, and it was fantastic to see those ladies, many of whom I've known for 20 plus years here in our community. And it's so funny. I rarely get invited to Republican events. Can you imagine why? It's because most Republican parties and most state Republican events are all rah-rah sessions where they just get together and mislead you about what's actually going on. And when I go up there and I read two or three pages of bad votes from Republican representatives, and it's just two of them, often that is off-putting to the folks that are in power, hoping to keep Republican primary voters like you in the dark about the fact that Republicans say they're going to do one thing and they actually end up doing another, especially at the leadership level. So that was a wonderful little talk. If you wanted to watch it, you can go to Twitter and scroll down. It's somewhere below this video. We are going to be getting our Rhino Report out here pretty soon. If you've never read the Rhino Report, it is where we essentially go through all the votes in the Tennessee legislature on both the House and the Senate side, and then we tell you who made all the awful rhino votes, and then we tell you who the worst rhinos are, the top five rhinos, and we even give you the Rhino of the Year in both the Tennessee House and the Senate, and we do some honors in the executive branch as well. They're always excited, I have found, to receive the Rhino Reward, especially if it's right before an election. Because very often people will cite our news source when they send out mailers and things of that nature. So we've started seeing some of that happen, and it's because we're the only people that will actually tell anyone in Tennessee how Republicans actually vote, and so they have to source us, because if they didn't source us, they couldn't source anybody. So what's going on this weekend? Well, what is going on this weekend? I think I'm just going to piddle around the house tonight. I may go to the gym. I'm not sure. And then tomorrow, I've got a lot of work to do. I get my hair cut. I'm not even going to show you what's underneath this hat. I got to get my hair cut, what little of it's left. And I've got to get the garage done. I made some progress on that not too long ago. I get the garage done, and I maybe will go hike the Cumberland Trail if Providence shines upon me, and get to church as well, physically and in person instead of over the intertube. We've been out of town like 4 weekends in a row for various gatherings with friends, trips, spring break, you know it. And I'm sure you go through this occasionally where you're like, gosh, I wish I could just take church with me when I went on the road instead of having to watch it from afar. I didn't like it during COVID. I don't like it even when I travel. What else is going on? I can't think of anything else. The school year is winding down for my oldest, and we're about to switch from going to a sweet little Christian school up here on the mountain to private schooling. And not private school, but homeschooling with our youngest Ruby and our oldest Sylvia. So we're kind of going through all the machinations of Sylvia's last year. She's got a chapel talk next week, which is kind of like a rite of passage for fifth graders that are graduating from that school and moving on to bigger and better things. And so it's just crazy to watch them grow up, to watch those little tater tots just get bigger and bigger and older and starting to look like a young woman. Oh, Lord help me. Lord help me. And I got good looking girls too. I got really good looking girls, and they're smart, but they're feisty. They're feisty. So guys, stay away. Brandon Lewis here with the Tennessee Conservative News. Thank you for all your notes, for all your encouragement, for giving us the leads on the stories for calling us. And I'm telling you, it works. It works. When you share our stories, when you bring up what we report to elected officials, when they go out in public, when you email their office about the articles we write, when you call, when you go down there and visit and you raise hell and you say, well, I read this in the Tennessee Conservative News, it makes a big difference. And I know it makes a big difference because every time I talk to the few conservative lawmakers that are up in Nashville, they say that every time there's a caucus meeting, the Tennessee Conservative News is mentioned. Not in a very positive way. It's funny. They don't ever seem to talk about the liberal media outlets or trash them. It's only just us because the liberal outlets are funded by the corporations and the Republicans are funded by the corporations, and the Republicans and the news outlets tend to say the same thing in leadership. But we are the only one that has the temerity, the big brass you-know-whats, to say, not so. Votes don't match the campaign promises. And not only this session, but for many of these elected officials, since we've been reporting almost 4 years in October, the record is terrible. Terrible. Guys, subscribe. Go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com. Hit that subscribe button. Hit the follow button here on Twitter, wherever else you get your social media. And please, please, please hit the little share button on this video. If you've made it to the end, hit that share button. It helps us reach a lot more people. Guys, love you. Mean it. I hope you have a fantastic, wonderful weekend with your family. Get away from work a little bit if you can. And I'll see you next week in the Tennessee Conservative Big 7. Brandon Lewis here, signing off. See you later.